AI, blockchain, smart cities, the digital transformation happening now makes the seemingly impossible doable. At Deloitte, we help clients harness these powerful technologies to improve business and the world. Deloitte.com/look again.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in London. And for one streaming giant, will it all come down to a TV show like The Office? Because question, does the prospect of not being able to watch The Office or Friends constantly disturb you to your core? You're definitely not alone. As Netflix fights to keep its most watched shows, the Journal makes the case for why it's about to have a recurring headache on its hands. That's after these tech headlines. Tesla CEO Elon Musk and the Securities and Exchange Commission's allotted time to sort out their tweet issue runs out this week. In a court filing submitted late last week, Mr. Musk and the regulator worked out a new deadline of April 30th. It was a one-week extension aimed at resolving the SEC's request to have Mr. Musk held in contempt of court. He's accused of violating a court order restricting his use of social media. The TIF, of course, stems from an SEC investigation in 2018 that alleged Mr. Musk misled investors by tweeting about a potential buyout of his company. 5G users can go out and buy a couple of expensive coffees for the time being, two max, because Verizon won't be charging that $10 monthly fee for now. Verizon turned on 5G service earlier this month in parts of Chicago and Minneapolis, saying at the time that it would waive a $10 monthly fee for just 3 months. Analysts have since given mixed reviews of the service. Fast forward to Verizon now hitting the pause button. It will waive the fee in markets where the service would launch next, as well as in cities where rollouts have begun. Verizon plans to roll out 5G service in parts of 20 additional cities, including Phoenix, Detroit, and Providence, Rhode Island, by the end of the year. And the Journal says one company may emerge as a billion-dollar competitor to Airbnb. Airbnb, of course, made strides against travel industry incumbents, but it is now facing its own competition from an emerging group of startups. One of them is Sonder, an operator of a rentals marketplace for travelers, and it's close to completing an investment round that would value the company at about $1 billion. Like Airbnb, Sonder operates a platform for renting homes for short-term stays. Unlike Airbnb, Sonder takes possession of leases and maintains the properties on its marketplace, including furnishing them. The Journal says investors, including some who missed out on the opportunity to invest in Airbnb, see a big chance for startups to challenge the incumbent hotel giants. And Airbnb, which itself is plotting an initial public offering, will be one of the stock market's biggest tests. The company's last private valuation was $31 billion. Coming up, how Netflix fights to keep its most watched shows.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Deloitte, a global leader in digital transformation, helping clients apply technologies like cloud and AI to their unique business challenges. Deloitte.com/look again.
Netflix has a growing problem on its hands. Three of its biggest programming suppliers, AT&T's Warner Media, Walt Disney, and Comcast's NBC Universal, are entering the streaming world. And if that angry mob of Friends rerun enthusiasts of earlier this year are any indication, the public's universal message to Netflix is clear. Don't touch my shows. The Wall Street Journal's Amol Sharma explains.
This is a looming threat. I mean, Netflix is, you know, to be clear, in a really strong position right now in the entertainment industry. They have nearly 149 million subscribers. They're spending more than everybody, it seems, on programming, and they have all the momentum. But the fact is that the majority of time spent viewing on Netflix is on old shows, reruns, most of which are made by rival studios. And those companies are now all launching their own streaming services, and they're going to want some of that content back as these contracts come up.
With NBC Universal launching its own streaming service in 2020, Netflix and the rest of the world may soon have to contemplate life without its number one show, The Office.
It's surprising to a lot of people to find out The Office is actually the most watched show on Netflix in terms of time spent. It's number one. The data shows that The Office is number one, but it's 3% of all viewing. Friends is number two, and you know the leaderboard of the top 10 is dominated by these classic shows or just shows that are perhaps still on television like NCIS, but the old episodes are watched a lot on Netflix. That was one of the surprising findings of this data that we got in our reporting.
And as for that previously mentioned growing video streaming space, it's about to get a lot more crowded and soon.
Already, Netflix is up against Amazon and Hulu and some others in streaming, but you're going to see Disney enter the market with a $7 a month service that they've already begun talking about. AT&T, which owns Warner Media, they're planning one that will be built around Warner Brothers and HBO content. They haven't talked about the pricing of it yet, and that should be coming later this year. And then Comcast, which owns NBC Universal, is planning yet another service which will house its content. And that they've released also very few details, but they are the owners of The Office, so they are the ones who NBC Universal is already considering, should we bring The Office back and what would that mean? Of course, they're paid a lot of money by Netflix for that show, so there are a lot of questions they'll have to answer. But those are the new players.
As for where that leaves shows like The Office and our other codependencies that come in the form of TV reruns, that's up to Netflix.
The first test of this was when the Friends deal came up. Warner Brothers had licensed Friends to Netflix, and last year that deal was coming up. Netflix, what they did was they basically paid more money. They tripled the amount of money they were paying for Friends to keep it for another year. And so it showed that Netflix is aware that these properties are valuable, that they're going to probably identify those that they think are really important to their viewers, and possibly pay much more to keep them in some cases, and share them with these other Hollywood companies like AT&T and Comcast and Disney that are launching these new services. So that was the first test, and we could see more of that.
For more details, head to WSJ.com. That does it for the Tech News Briefing. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.